One of the things that you see, Ramesh, is so impressive here, is the appreciation of the Balei Batim for Torah. Like, we asked for a little fruit, and they came with like six types of fruits, and they washed them and the like. You have to be careful, like you said, about asking. But you see what they have such simcha in supporting Torah. It's really very special and impressive. I think if we didn't tell them that that was a joke, they would have gotten us to steaks. So, all right. So, we're going to start the sugya of Hakafas HaRosh today. Just maybe one hosafa, many, many hosafos, but one small hosafa from Chukos Akum that the Chever brought up was red bendels. Red bendels, despite our extensive discussion, you know, we could try to argue that they should be mutter because there's a tam, let's say, to ward off the ayin hara. That is a tam. But the problem is, and you know, you could even try to argue, maybe we would have done this without them because of this tam. But the problem is, it's explicit in the Tosefta. The Tosefta states, it's in Zion Aleph or Vav Aleph in the Tosefta Kepshuta edition. Elu dvarim midarkei ha'mori. Zaper kumi. Vaoseh blayris. Etc. The chut adom aletz bow, the kosher chut bow, adom aletz bow. You tie a red finger, a string on your finger. So, in the end of the day, this is listed by Chazal. So, presumably, this is aser lekule alma. In other words, it's clear this is something that they did. That's why it's listed here. And moreover, it's for sure, it's in the Tosefta also, and Metzeh Dafket's bow, but in the Tosefta also, it says a little later on, I think, it says, HaKosher Chut Agavim Adom, Ramaliel Omer Enu Medarkei Mori, Relazer Ber Tzaduk Omer Reza Medarkei Mori, Machlokas Tanayim, I'm not sure which, what their Nekudas HaMachlokas is exactly, but in this context, it doesn't mention Etzbao. Again, it could be that it's bow. I'm not sure, though the second time it doesn't. So does anyone paskin this? As we noted, it is very interesting. In the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, don't really go through all those dozens of things that are listed in that Tosefta and paskin them. On the other hand, we certainly know, the Reim would think, that's Aser. The Reim thinks that's the only thing that's Aser, but we know that the Rambam, at least in the Sefer HaMitzvos, paskins that it's Aser, and presumably in Iser Doraisa, because the Rambam told us, this brings us back to the very first day of Shir, that, you know, how do you know what's included in the Iser of B'chukusem Moseleich? We said, go take a look at the Perek, at the Tosefta. So, is there anybody who does cite it? Does paskin this din? So not a typical halacha sefer, but in the Reishis Chachma, which is a very chashuv sefer, it's in the Shar Derech Eretz, Shar Dalet, Os Tez Zayin. He cites this: Elu Dvarim Shehen Midarkei Amori Sheaser Lanu L'Sasek Bahem Shenamar V'Losechu B'Chukas Agai V'Gomer V'Ksiv Masi Eretz Zayin V'Chulei. And he goes on: Hakosher Mitutelas al yirecho, that's like a piece of cloth. The chut adom al etzba'o. Later on, he says, "Rabbi Tzadok Omer kosher al yado chut adom areizem adarkei moi." So, firstly, he's doing a couple of things. He is paskening like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, who says lechumra. In other words, even though Rabbi Gamliel says it's in a adarkei moi. So again, I don't know what the machlokas is, but the Reishis Chachma is paskening l'chumra on that machlokas tanayim. And moreover, he understood that Rabbi Tzadok, when he was machmir by chut adom, it's not just not limited to etzba'o, but even yado. That wasn't explicit, but at least it didn't say etzba'o there. So if it doesn't say etzba'o, it would be presumably including yado. So here we have the Reishis Chachma. I'm sorry? Oh, the Maramakom for the Reishis Chachma. By the way, who is the Reishis Chachma? It's written by Rabbi Eliyahu Davidas. And who was he? So he wrote a very, very, he lived in the 16th century. It's a sefer that maybe we don't learn that much anymore, most people, but it was a very popular sefer. It's comprised of five she'arim, and it's about basically midos of people, how you should act, but it includes things like we said over here. So, and it's in Derech Eretz, that's the Shar Dalad Os Tes Zayin. So the Reishis Chachma, and it's not surprising, the Reishis Chachma is just paskining the din of the Tosefta. He thinks that we should paskin the din of the Tosefta. He brings down many other dinim from that Tosefta. I don't know if he brings down every one. Maybe he's bringing down the ones that were more common. But one way or the other, it would seem that according to the Reishis Chachma, a red bendel would be an Isser Deraisa. And that's what the Tosefta says. Yeah.
This is not one Rambam in the section of Mikdash.
I don't think so. Correct. The Rambam didn't bring down most of those things either.
Once brought down in the section.
Yeah.
But also, could it be a problem because of the pizzas, right?
Could be. Could be. That would be a much a chiddush, that a string around your finger is pretzis. So, you know, I think it's more likely that it's dark amori.
More than dark.
Well, okay, maybe. I guess the reason why I think that it's not because of pretzis is the context in the Tosefta. Let's look at the ones that are before it, right? So we have Misaper kumi osa bloris megabe legudgadin megorares binavein hamesim kosher mitul telas al yirecho, that's a cloth on your yarek, chut adom alets ba'o mona umash lechtsroros liyam ola nahar. So contextually, though, you know, I would guess that it's not because of pritzos, but because of it's similar to all the other ones that are in that list. Okay. So that's the psak of the Reishis Chachma. Anybody, I guess, any other poskim bring it down? So they say over from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's in the Sefer Chakum Mamtakim, Chelek Aleph, page Reish Pei Aleph, and I also saw same psak is cited by a tshuva from Rav Aviner, that he was, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't like it. I don't know if it was a hachra that it's Nisr Derais or not, but he opposed it. They also quote from both in that sefer and as well as from Rav Aviner. Rav Aviner said he heard from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he opposed it. Also, from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's quoted in the Sefer Sgulos Raboseinu, so, and others. So certainly, among contemporary Gedolim, there were those who opposed. So are there any studim to be made of? So, first of all, I was just curious what Professor Lieberman has to say, since I was looking up the Tosefta Kapshuta. So I couldn't actually follow the footnote entirely who he's quoting, but he writes that he remembers that they were makil. I think he's quoting himself, but maybe he's quoting a sefer that during the scarlet fever epidemic, that they used to be tola liyaladim chut adom b'tzavarehem. So it wasn't, you know, that could have been more kal, because the chut adom was on their tzavar. Anyway, so v'lo michu b'yadam, and what's the pshat? Kandira she'en lanu ala ma she'asru chachamim. V'lo amru ala b'etzba'o, aval b'shar chalkei haguf mutar. So that's one Eitzah, one Yishuv, that Daf Gatzpo, but that's not going to be a great Yishuv, because like we said, the later Tosefta sounds like it's Lav Daf Gatzpo, but maybe we could say no, that later Tosefta is also Etzpo, not the way the Rishus Chachma learned it. Later Tosefta is not Etzpo. So the only thing that Chazal asserted is Etzpo, and therefore around your wrist would be okay. In the other kulas, so in the chida, chuvos rav paalim yaradeach iluk basin and chavtes, he's myrich on this topic, and he says that really we don't paskin like the Tosefta against the Rambam, and I think yesterday we saw, I don't remember if we mentioned them in shir, but that is the view of a number of. Or not a number, some achronim, I think we saw them cited in the Pischei Tshuva, that the only things that are us are not the ones stated in the Tosefta, only the ones that are paskined in the Bavli. If the Bavli didn't bring it down, must be its mutter. That's not Pashut. I mean, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs clearly didn't think so. You could counter, okay, but maybe in Mishnah Torah he did think so. Baraya, he didn't bring it down. The source that I found that is perhaps the best source to defend the minug is the Deborah Tziner, Sheilas Tshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelek Ches, Simen Lamed Vav, Os Gimel. So first of all, he acknowledges that there's no Makor. In other words, there's no text, no Kabbalistic text that actually brings this down that he was aware of. So I'm going to assume that if you know, he can come up with it, probably doesn't exist. So there is no Makor for it, but there is a minhag, and it does seem like people have been doing this or things like this for a while. And this is, you know, relates to, I guess, what the Rabbi Akoko was discussing with us this morning, the role of minhag, especially when it seems to go against halacha, minhag mevatel halacha, how do you deal with that, which is obviously a big topic. But the Deborah Tziner says, "L'chol elu hashalosh minhagim b'chlal minhag nashim zekenos shalem kasav Rashba shal yizalzalu b'divrehem u'nageyan ki bevada yesodam b'harirei kodesh gam im na'alam hataminanu." We can't figure out the reason, but if the Bubbies do this, must be that there's a good reason. Shuvas Rivas Ephraim, Chelik Chesem and Aleph says also must be an old minig, so we could trust that the minig is okay. But what about the Tosefta? So we already said one suggestion to go against the Tosefta from the Chida that we don't paskin like the Tosefta. Are there any other tzadim? So there are a number of other tzadim that are brought down. I wouldn't say these are the strongest tzadim. But they say, first of all, it seems to be a machlokas tanayim in the Tosefta. Now you could say, well, originally the Tosefta is tosin lachmir, but maybe it's tosin lachmir by etzba. And by yad, worst comes to worst, it's a machlokas tanayim. Who says, we pass in the chumrah? The Reishis Chachma was machriya lachumrah. But the Reishis Chachma, you know, is not a classical halacha sefer. How do we know to be machmir? And then there's a number of questions in the gears of the Tosefta. Does it say Agabe Edom? It's in parentheses. So not clear what the even if you follow the Machmir view, what the Tosefta means. Another question, maybe it's only Usser. Now this gets back to the questions we did discuss. When you're doing it to copy, as opposed to save a person from Ayin Harak. In other words, if I'm doing this not to not to copy the guy, right? In fact, nobody who does this nowadays knows that guy do it. In fact, guy probably don't do it anymore. You know, we saved the tradition. So, okay, the Amorim might have done it thousands of years ago. I don't know, maybe guy do it nowadays. But the point is that the people, the bubbies that are doing this, they're certainly unaware of any idolatrous connection to this whatsoever. So why are they doing it? They're doing it because they're worried about Ayin Hara. Okay, why get rid of Ayin Hara? That's a good question. Somebody said over yesterday, the pshat is that by calling attention, red is as we saw, is dafka, a color we don't like generally because it's preetzistic, but here it's fakert. You call attention to the string and that prevents a person from looking at any other nice things that they might be wearing. Okay, whatever it is. Let's say that's the idea of that's why it wards off Ayin Hara. Fine. So the point is that we're machavin to Ayin Hara. Is that we're not machavin for dark energy? Is that make it mutter? So that, as we discussed, is a big question. We could argue that it does make it mutter because it's only aser when you're trying to copy the guy in, or there's any type of kavana to something that they do. But if that's not the case and you're doing it for a good reason, then it's mutter. And as we noted, the Bach emphasized, it's only aser based off of kavana. And, you know, Cain, what we saw in the Minchas Chinuch, there's not even a psik reisha. So that's basically the argument to be made. Now, and then, if that's the case, then, you know, perhaps in Ochanami, we do accept the Tosafta. In theory, but that's not relevant anymore. It could be that this very same activity being done 1,500 years ago was Asur, but now that there's no known, by most people, connection to the Asur. Nobody's doing it to copy, and therefore it's mutter, similar to our discussion by Shlissel Chalam. That is not at all pashut, right? And perhaps brings us back to what the gader of the Asur is. If you say, like the Ran and the Rama sort of indicates that we're concerned, the Isser is to do things that have some connection to idolatry. And the reason why Ein Bo Tam is Isser is because Mistama, there's a connection to idolatry, one that we don't even know of. So then it's very hard to argue that there's going to be Mutter. Because what did the Ran say? The Ran said that even when there's no known connection to Avodah Zarah, if there's no Tam, then Mistamad has a Srach Avodah Zarah, and it's Asur for that reason. Well, this has a known connection to Avodah Zarah. We know it's in the Tosafta, Darkei Amori, and therefore, how could it be Mekel? If, on the other hand, you sort of take the Maharik's approach and say, look, why is this Asur? It's Asur because we're trying to copy them, and we're giving them Chashivas and the like. So maybe it's okay. So now there's no, you know, I don't know, Ovdei Avodah Zarah don't do it anymore. And even nobody knows about it, right? When Madonna decided to put on her red bandel, it wasn't because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah do it, it's because the Jews do it. So that being the case, so you could try to argue based off of that logic of the Maharik that it should be mutter, because we're not trying to copy that. But that is not, as we've discussed, such a pashut argument. Just one last thing. So therefore, there are some poskim, like those we mentioned yesterday, some are quoted by the Darkei Tshuva, that say that if the Goyim have stopped doing this, I don't know if idolaters do this anymore, but if it is the case that the Goyim, the idolaters, have stopped doing it, so then it's no longer Asur. So to summarize, how could you argue that it's mutter? A, we don't, you're really going to have to say we don't paskin like the Tosefta, or B, not clear if the Tosefta ossers, perhaps even the Tosefta only ossers around the string, around the finger. C, maybe even if the Tosefta ossers around the hand and we paskin like the Tosefta, but since idolaters don't do this anymore, it's okay. And D, or see includes, and we're not doing it to copy them, but for our own reasons, to ward off ayin hara, nothing to do with what they do. Those are, I think, the tzadim to be makel. And then if you combine that with the fact that we're not making this up, this is a minhag of the halig of babis, so then that could be okay. The Chavos Yair, Reish Lamed Aleph, says, not about this point, but perhaps relevant to this point, very much along the lines of what the Deborah Tiner says, U'l'inyan halacha l'maisa nira d'chol ma sh'nis pashet etzel hanashim min hago hanach lohem v'nara nara u'pashte. So what's bottom line? What should we do? In that tshuva from Rav Avinir, he also mentions that he asked Rav Nevinzal, who said, it's a minag shtuyot. In other words, just because babis do it, not everything babis do is something that we should continue. Again, what about Chavos Yair? What about the Rashba? Not so clear. So I saw in an article from Aaron Malpiansky that Menachem, you sent that to everybody, right? Not just to me? Okay. So there's an article from Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron basically says, number one, there's no makor to it, as we've seen. And he says, he alludes to the defense that we said, at least one of them, the Birkei, the Chidah, that maybe we don't paskin that way. His conclusion is that still doesn't make it a commendable practice, but a tolerable one. Meaning to say, certainly there's a question whether we should tell people not to. Certainly, if they're not going to listen to us, we should not tell them. But is this something that we should do ourselves? Probably not. And the rest of that article talks about what ayin hara is. A very interesting idea. Yeah, you had a question.
Two questions. One of them, I guess, is related to the opposite point. I guess it's sort of that same point. But the river of the Ephraim, the were saying that there's a reason to be makel, even if I feel it was just
No, I think at least the Deborah Tiner said that, I would say like this, if this is your practice, certainly you should do it. Whether I think that there's an important chiluk here, which is it's one thing to say that if this is what my Babi did, so then I could say, okay, that's going back who knows when, forever how long, this is what we did. So that's one thing. But to, I think, pick up on your own such a questionable practice is much more problematic. It's one thing to say, sort of like what the Chavos Yair says, which is if this is what people do, so call mashin espashet itzel hanashim hanach l'Yisrael. So we're not going to tell those women who are doing this to stop. I think, one of the reasons why it's more objectionable is that, every girl who goes to Israel and does this, it's not their minhag. Nobody ever heard of this. I'm saying, I don't know, I'm sure it's true that 100 years ago, there were righteous women who would go to Kavar Rachel and wrap strings around it. And then, I don't know of anyone who follows the Masoras of such women. And when it comes to things like minhagim, we don't just pick up whatever we're in the mood to. We should have because otherwise, how are you going to know what to pick up? What you like? So I think a person should have a mesorah from minhagim. If it's a family mesorah, fine. If they don't have a family mesorah, but they want to adopt a different mesorah, they want to join a community and follow those minhagim of that community, fine. That's something else as well. But to stam pick up like whatever you're in a mood for is questionable. And especially over here where there's a tzad gadol to say it's aser, it's even more questionable. In other words, you know, I was surprised in that article by Rav Aaron that, you know, he even says it's tolerable. Why is it even tolerable? You know, it's a suffik iser. So could we be miyashev those that have the minute to do it? Maybe we could be miyashev. We had the four or five arguments to be miyashev. But that's a yishuv of a minna. But it's not something that, you know, if it's not your minhag, I don't even know if it's tolerable. Yeah.
It's like going back to what Zev asked before, Rami was saying that with even Bahrain, you could come out saying that it's worker potentially, but even if it's not in the precepta, Rami was saying it comes to the precepta, it doesn't sound like it was an issue of CS.
Yeah, I don't think so. In other words, that you could say that, but what the Marik certainly says is that things that are pretzistic can be a violation of the pesachim. But I don't think a red string is pretzistic. Shoelaces are pretzistic because that was the hanhaga of Kal Yisrael. I don't think. In other words, it's not, Klal Yisrael was rejected the Gaius form of shoelaces and chose their own shoelaces, Alts Sneas. And therefore, in that context, in that society, to wear red shoelaces would be an Isser and an Isser Del Reis, according to the Rif of the Chukos Ein Lo Zeilecho, and B'Shas Hashmad would be Harei Gal Yavor. But just, you know, if wearing a red shirt is mutter, kavachome or red string is going to be mutter. So we talked a little bit about wearing red shirts and the like. And is it usher nowadays? And the pastor says it's not usher. You shouldn't be flashy. You shouldn't be showy. Red is certainly was perceived as a showy color, and it still is. And so that has to be taken into account. But just as a mashal, right? Nobody thinks that, you know, let's say you have a band of red in your blue shirt. Right? I never heard anyone saying that's aser. So this is a string of red. I don't think this qualifies as pretzistic to fall under the iser of chukas akum as defined by the Marik. Okay, so now we could talk about the next topic.